Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. And it is the 6th of February of the year 2020. Happy birthday to George Herman, quote, Babe Ruth, who was born in 1895, and to Ronald Reagan, who was born in 1911. Both of them big hitters. It is also today in history the day that George VI died in 1952, making Princess Elizabeth Queen Elizabeth II. In history, in 337, Julius I was elected Pope. In 1508, Maximilian I was proclaimed the Holy Roman Emperor, the first emperor in centuries not to be crowned by the Pope. And Sir Thomas Stamford Raffles founded Singapore in 1819. Singapore, one of the best places in the world to get street food.
And also one of the best international airports going around. Everyone loves flying through Singapore, Changi International Airport.
They have a butterfly house there.
It's just one of the many perks of having a benevolent dictatorship.
I mean, what do they do? Great street food, great culture, great economics, and great propaganda.
Just one of those times when the military really gets it right.
Today's national days include National Frozen Yogurt Day and National Lame Duck Day, which we all know frozen yogurt is the lame duck of ice cream. So celebrate that today by eating an ice cream and patting a duck. Today's guest is a favourite on this podcast, our man expert and new New Zealand fan, James Nokise. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Happy New Zealand Day. I don't know if you're aware of that.
It was not in my data. I'm going to have to beat my intern with a stick.
Well, I mean, that's probably the most effective one to beat with. It's Waitangi Day is the name we have in New Zealand. It's a traditionally a day of acknowledgement of the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, our founding documents as New Zealand, and a day of protests in recognition of the fact that founding document definitely screwed over the Indigenous people.
I mean, you even had a treaty at that point, didn't you?
Yeah, we get lauded quite a lot for having a treaty with our Indigenous people. But the fact that the British government did it in two different languages and changed the language in the English version and then screwed them over, people seem to gloss over that internationally, I've found, because they go overseas. People are like, oh man, New Zealand, you had a treaty. And we're like, yeah, but it wasn't a great treaty.
I feel like it's hard to complain about someone shitting in your hand when the guy next door got shat in his face.
I mean, yeah, I mean, as always happens with the Treaty of Waitangi, people go, yeah, but Australia. Well, yeah, but it doesn't make us, like, if your house is on fire and the other house got bombed, it doesn't necessarily mean that your house is in a better situation.
Coming up today, we will be refreshing our new New Zealand news with our new New Zealand expert, James Nokise. But first, some headlines. The Republicans in America are engaging in their traditional tactic of benumbing the national and indeed international psyche with increasingly incomprehensibly unforgivable soundbites, like putting prisoners into a room and playing loud heavy metal music at them until their spirit breaks and they become politically catatonic. Yeah, remember that? Remember that under Bush when that was a scandal? Now it sounds like a f***ing holiday compared to the news cycle. Scientists in artificial intelligence out of the University of Edinburgh suggest that there may be a bot war coming, with Russian bots fighting Chinese bots becoming increasingly vitriolic on Twitter. The literal flame war is about to begin. All that it needs is for the bots to make a quick link with a drone, and we are on, like Donkey Kong. Look forward to seeing some bot fights in the sky above your city soon. And the first figures have emerged demonstrating that Brexit uncertainty is feeding into uncertainty about other aspects of your life. A group of scientists in the University of Norfolk has suggested that increasing levels of doubt in the population are a direct result of uncertainties about the continually off-put outcomes of Brexit. So if you're walking through the town today wondering where you're going or why you're doing anything, that is probably a direct result of Brexit. Or is it?
The Last Post.
Our top story today, New New Zealand update. It's been a week since I last spoke to you, James Nukise, and 2 weeks since we last spoke about New New Zealand. What's been going on in this landmass of mystery?
Well, as I've been keeping viewers up to date, it is election year in New Zealand. It is, of course, also the National Day of New Zealand. So a very politicised environment at the moment. A lot of parties now registering for the election, representing the new New Zealand landmass, which is interesting because I'm pretty sure there's no voters as yet registered there. Also, people attempting to occupy the landmass.
Yes, I heard that there were a couple of boats being pushed back from the shore of people that wanted to uncover what they seem to think are conspiracy theories. A lot of conspiracy theories have been launched, people coming from as far as America in small boats to try and invade New New Zealand and fight with the now acknowledged traditional owners of the land, these aquatic sort of octopus-type people. Yeah. No offence if that's a hate term to the octopus people, if they've got podcasts.
No, we still haven't been able to quite get the name that they're comfortable with yet in the octopuses. But it's a very conflicting emotional state for New Zealanders. On the one hand, we do not like turning away people in boats seeking to come to the land. On the other hand, Americans. So it's a real conundrum for Kiwis as it is. The main thing right now that we're trying to establish is not the octopus people, is not even really where the land sits within New Zealand's political, geopolitical scale. We're actually really curious what cute, harmless animals they have on the land.
Particularly sucking up that market share from Australia, who's just burned all of its animals to a crisp. So there's much less competition in that market sector of cute animals that people can come and have small photographs taken with. We still haven't seen photographs of these octopus people, first of all because they refuse to have photographs taken with them, and secondly because they seem to have a sort of a camouflage function, which has led conspiracy theorists to say that they are not real and they're just a conspiracy in order to keep people away from this fresh new land. There are religious groups claiming that, as you know, abominations and immorality has brought down things like hurricanes and fires on random areas of the world, this new piece of land is a reward for the good people because it's about time something good happened. So it's all very conflicted.
Well, I was talking to my dad about this because he's a church minister back in New Zealand. And I asked him what his view on it. And if I can just quote him, he was like, "Who gives a shit? Just feed the homeless." So it's a different point of view, again, to what we should be doing with the new New Zealand. I think one of the major problems is these conspiracy theories that come out, and this always happens, you know, because some people don't believe. They just do not believe that these octopus people, they might be, people like Elvis, this is where they've gone, or politicians who've disappeared, mainly men.
Harold Holt.
Yeah, Harold Holt.
I've heard that one going around, that he went for a swim off the coast of Australia and he's found this new land.
New Zealand, where Elvis already was, with Tupac, let's all be honest, that's a great HBO series. Elvis, Tupac and Harold Holt in a new land with octopus people. You can see why people go, well, this is clearly a conspiracy. Also, all of them quite handsy. Apologies to Pac fans, but you know. And so are they octopus people? Are they just old men with the octopus-like groping abilities? Difficult to say. Camouflage as well. Very easy to be camouflaged in a country like New Zealand because it's mainly bush. So it's easy to not be seen. So these are the big problems right now, is that on the one hand, you've got people who are trying to have elections, trying to have serious issues. And then on the other hand, you've got these massive conspiracy theories coming up about this big, solid thing that's clearly there.
Chris Hadfield has recently returned. He was sent out as the US ambassador to New Zealand as somebody who's an expert in exploring the unknown. He's come back, and the only comment that he has had about New Zealand is it smells quite bad because it's still covered in seaweed from the ocean floor, and all of that is still going off. That's genuinely, in all conspiracy theories, the only fact that I believe coming out of New Zealand, because Chris Hadfield is the only person I trust.
Look, I just think Hadfield was the wrong choice. You know, I respect his past, his pedigree, but we have to understand that this is a Pacific issue as much as a New Zealand issue. And if you're going to send anyone, the obvious choice is Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. All right. That's a man who, this is a man who convinced everyone last year that he was filming in Samoa when he was clearly filming in Hawaii. Like, you know, this is a man who understands both how to sell a lie and when to speak the truth. Like when he played Maui in Moana, the great Pacific legend.
If you're going to send out one representative of mankind to an as yet unmet species, like octopuses are the closest we have to aliens, and humanoid octopuses are probably the closest we have to a sentient species on the planet. They clearly have a culture that is quite developed. They have art. They have clothes. They have a whole system of politics and economics, even if we can't quite engage with it. If you want to send someone who's really impressive, send Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. Because he looks like he could win an arm wrestle even with an octopus.
Well, there's two factors here. And there's the Dwayne Johnson persona, which of course is smiling and singing and comedy. And then there's The Rock. And so you have both the diplomat Dwayne Johnson and of course the intimidating factor that is don't f*** with The Rock.
We all know that art is an extension of WWE wrestling by other means.
WWE wrestling really is the only barometer for understanding geopolitics in this day and age.
Thank you so much for coming, James Nukisa. Have you got anything to plug?
Not at the moment. I don't like to plug anything on New Zealand's National Day out of respect for the sheer amount of plugging that was done to the Indigenous people by the British government.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And here are your letters to the editor for today. Letter to the editor. Hey, that landmass forming off the coast of New Zealand. Really, I mean, what the f***? Obviously, that was signed by an anonymous Kiwi. This is an interesting thing because we've just dealt with New Zealand. But what the f***, James?
Oh, no, sorry. There's a bit of a misunderstanding here. That was a enthusiastic. I think you've read, because it's written down, you've read it slightly wrong. I was like, hey, that new landmass just off the coast of New Zealand. What the f***? So it's affirmative. It's an affirmative.
Thank you for acting as our Kiwi translator. Do you have anything to plug today, James?
No, again.
Just the book tour, the man tour.
Not even the book tour. I'm going to let it settle as I said. Because
Heard there was some controversy and backlash coming out, and that you'd ended up in a fist fight with a journalist. Was it lady journalist?
No, I don't think. No, it's a bit of a misunderstanding here. It wasn't a fist fight. It was a slap fight. It wasn't a lady journalist. I mean, she is a woman. There's no getting around that. But it was my cousin from Radio New Zealand, who I love dearly. And it had nothing to do with the tour and everything to do with me not sending money back to the family. It's a Pacific issue. It doesn't need to be in this podcast. It's nothing for anyone to worry about outside. This is Pacific. It's Pacific business. I'm leaving.
Oh, and he's walked out. We'll have to go through his agent and try and get him back because he is a popular co-host. God knows why. Thanks for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. The Last Post is a Something Else in Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.